this week, a Charlotte Observer investigation finds that medical examiners in much of the state are failing at their jobs. In some cases, they're reaching wrong conclusions on the cause of death, and in many cases, they just aren't diligent. The Observer found thousands of cases in which examiners regularly close cases without following recommended practices. The series is called Fatally Flawed, and two of the reporters for this series join us now. They are Ames Alexander and Fred Clayson Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, why don't you give us kind of a recap of what you found?
I mean, a lot of what happens in North Carolina is nothing like what you would see in the TV crime dramas. The medical examiners here are often skipping very basic steps when they investigate suspicious deaths. 90% of the time, they're not going to the death scenes. 1 out of every 9 times, they're not even examining the body. And when older people die, they're even more likely to take shortcuts. And a lot of this is really a function of poor funding and accountability. Medical examiners are only paid about $100 for each, or $100 for each case they investigate. It's not much money, but they get paid that whether they examine the body or not. They're required to examine the body, but a lot of times they don't. And the state doesn't pay for training, doesn't require training. North Carolina is one of the most poorly funded systems in the country. And the result of that is that we do a lot less autopsies than a lot of the leading systems.
Fred, what sort of guidelines or rules are these examiners supposed to follow?
Well, the most basic part of the job is when a suspicious or violent death occurs, they're supposed to go look at the body and look at the front and the back and look for signs of trauma, gunshots, stab wounds, anything that would indicate sort of an unnatural death, and to jot down their findings and come up with a report that they send to the state. They're supposed to decide if there is enough mystery surrounding the death, if there should be an autopsy, and there are rules regarding when they should order an autopsy. What our series found is that sometimes, or a lot of times, those rules aren't followed. There are cases that should have been autopsied that were not autopsied. There were instances where they absolutely did not look at the body by choice.
So what's the process to become a medical examiner? These are largely doctors, right?
That's right, yeah. The chief medical examiner picks from, I think, a list of people that are recommended by the local medical board. The first choice is doctors, but if there are no doctors who raise their hands, they can also ask nurses or EMTs.
So what's the motivation, I guess, for them to raise their hand and decide to do this? I mean, they're doctors, nurses, they're already busy people. So with it being $100 a case, what's their motivation?
Well, back in the late 1960s when the system started, there were many fewer doctors in North Carolina, and it was a largely rural state. A guy named Dr. Paige Hudson helped start the system, and he essentially would call on his friends and people he knew in the medical community, and they agreed to help him out. There was a certain amount of status to it back then. You get a title, a county medical examiner. It was a system that could work back then because the state was so much smaller. But what we're finding is as North Carolina becomes more urbanized and has a bigger population, it's harder and harder for volunteers to do this job. And so what you see when you look at who is a medical examiner is that many of them have been medical examiners for 20, 30, 40 years, and they're older and they're about to either retire and leave the medical profession totally, and there's no one behind them replacing them who's younger. You hear a lot of them say, being a doctor today is something different than what it was when I started.
Once they've accepted this role, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of accountability in place to make them go out and look at these bodies.
Right, right. I mean, we found thousands of cases where the medical examiners didn't follow the rules. I mean, the most basic being examine the body. 1 out of 10 cases, they have not done that.
And the numbers were pretty good in Mecklenburg County, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. It's a little bit different system here because the county provides $1 million a year in funding to the system. that allows them to hire professional investigators who can handle a caseload, who assist with autopsies. It has also allowed the county to hire three forensic pathologists.
Why would a medical examiner accept a case if they aren't going to go do it?
It's a good question. I mean, I guess if you're going to be cynical about it, you could maybe think that money could have something to do with it. If you're just going to fill out a quick form, it's a quick way to make $100.
Ames Alexander and Fred Clayson Kelly from the Charlotte Observer. Thank you both.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having us.